Thanks again for joining us this Saturday morning here on Investor IQ. My name is Glenn Wessel. I've been speaking with Mike Sawinski of CFO Consultants and Paul Quick of Asheville Business Consultants, each of whom could be instrumental in helping you arrange your business sale. I have some questions for you, Mike. When it comes to an entrepreneur who's deciding to step away from the business needs to be valued at some point. Otherwise, you can't sell it, right?
Yeah, and generally, you have to start thinking about the value of the company long before you sell it. There's a five-year window that the IRS set a long time ago when one of the methods, and that kind of stuck to the wall. And so everyone kind of uses 5 years as a benchmark to start with.
5 years, what does that mean? 5 years where you should start the process 5 years before you plan to exit? Or what does the IRS have to do with that?
Well, with regard to the value of the company, the actual calculations that you use to do that are all based on a five-year window. Some of the calculations can also be into the future, which is really interesting. If you're on an upward trend and so forth, you can take that into consideration.
Uh-huh. So I think maybe what you're talking about are like cash flow considerations.
Exactly.
Where you're considering 5 years. All right, so let's take a step back and try to put some light on that. When you're establishing a value of a business, I'm going to use the house analogy again because most people will understand that. If they look at their appraisal for a house, it's going to have the market value, you know, what their neighbor's house sold for recently. It's going to have the replacement cost value, and it's going to have possibly an income approach, which is not really relevant to a residence, but it would be relevant to a commercial building. When you're valuing a business, those three different approaches would still exist, but I would think that a different one would be favored, right?
It depends on the industry heavily. In some industries, you think about a medical practice or a chiropractor and so forth, they don't have a lot of assets. And so that an asset approach,
a service-based business,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
It wouldn't have as much applicability. So you use more of an income approach in those situations.
Right. They only have so many tongue depressors, and it's just not worth that much, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So they would use cash flows. So that goes back to Paul's comment about cleaning up the books and making sure that the books are in a good state of being. What about I've heard that this happens where people actually take cash and don't report it on their books.
No.
I don't know anybody, but but I've heard that has happened from time to time. So let's, just on the chance that guy's listening right now, what do you have to say to a guy who is taking money off the side of the books? I would think that that's going to be hard to get paid for that.
Oh, and one of the things that we do immediately if I was representing a buyer, is to look at the books of the business and compare it to industry averages. And so, yes, if everyone is dishonest in the industry, you might get away with it. But when you start looking at industry averages and the things just don't start to add up when you compare the balance sheets and so forth, then you'll see something wrong. And you don't want anything to go wrong in these transactions. Normally, the more questions there are, the less chance you have to sell the business, you might say.
Okay. So let's say that cash flows are pretty erratic. There's some good years, some bad years. It's difficult to establish a trend. What kind of impact would that have on valuation?
We do look at it a little bit like the stock market, where you take out the big peaks and valleys, and you're looking at more at trends.
Like a normalized something or other.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you've read a book somewhere, I think. Normalized.
I haven't finished it yet. But
yeah, exactly. But you're looking at the five-year trends. But the other thing is you have to look at the marketplace as well, both in the industry they're in and the economic times. Right now, obviously, business valuations are down.
So yeah.
And you have to kind of, you know, 5 years from now, you're going to be throwing this year out.
Right.
I think
right.
There's no question.
Yeah,
it'd
be the low
09.
Point. Or maybe, yeah. Okay. So when someone engages someone else to value a business, is it typically a CPA or a CPA firm, or could it be like some specialist who only does that?
Yeah, a lot of CPA firms don't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but there are a bunch of designations beyond CPA. There's a certified business analyst, there's a certified valuation analyst, there's a certified business appraiser. There's a lot of different groups that have come out with different licenses for it. But the AICPA came out with their own guidelines of a couple years ago, and so that's what CPAs are required to kind of follow those regulations that they put out.
Okay, so you've done a bunch of valuations already, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Mike is reachable at 712-2913, And Paul Quick is available at 254-3598. If you're thinking of selling your business, you might want to give either of these fellows a call just to try to comb through the ticks and see what's going on with your situation and start the process early, because it really does need to begin kind of early, I guess. With respect to machinery, Mike, what if it's a machinery-intensive business? Is that business is going to be maybe more valued based on the assets at hand, or is it a different animal?
The assets will play a role in the value of the business. However, there's going to be some limits on the value of the business itself based on what it's earning, because if the earnings don't support the value of the assets, then you've got a bit of a problem, and then you're looking at more of a liquidation value of the equipment.
So that's like
orderly, or
you've got a
force.
You've got a nice asset, but it's not used at its highest and best use, or something along those lines. Maybe
that's correct.
Okay.
And as a part of the process, we have to reconcile all the different methods we talked about, the income and asset methods, to come up with the value and show the differences.
Mm-hmm. What about keeping an owner on, or I should say the seller? When you buy the business, I wouldn't imagine that you just go to the closing table and then you part ways, because if it's a closely held business, you've got mom and dad and, you know, brother-in-law all working there, it's really tied to those efforts of those people. You have to keep them involved, I would think, in order to have a decent transition, right?
Yes, that's one of the primary differences between a real estate transaction and a business transaction, is that with a real estate transaction at closing, it's over. You never see the people again, most likely. With a business transaction, the closing is very often the beginning of a relationship more than the ending, because there's usually a period of time where the seller will stay on in some capacity to help the buyer be successful.
Right. Is the price of the business in some way connected to a successful transition? I would think that it would be.
A portion of the price is allocated to the seller, to the training and the time they put into the transition.
Very good. Just to cover this real quickly, I know that you've done, Mike, a lot of work for lots of different companies, some of which have been Fortune 500 companies. I was snooping around your website, and I noticed that it also says that you ride Pasofinos. Is that right?
Yeah, yep.
You didn't happen to ride one here today, did you?
No, in the last 8 weeks, it's been pretty challenging to ride any horse.
Okay. Website said you had a good sense of humor. You have any humorous stories for us? I'm just teasing you. All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're gonna wrap this up and talk about some more of the things that you ought to be keeping track of if you're thinking about selling your business. We'll be back in just a moment.